A weak solidarity bricky team is to win. Lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy, led by the US of the UN of the US of the world, therefore echoed faithfully by True Blue Aussie, express their concern and empathy with the victim of violence. Amid reports of mass slaughter in Zion, A weak solidarity bricky team listener when lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy led by the US of the UN of the US of the world, therefore echoed faithfully by True Blue Aussie, expressed their concern and empathy with the victim of violence. Amid reports of mass slaughter by Zion of civilians, children, women, the aged in Gaza, including areas to which people were ordered to evacuate, mass slaughter by Zion of civilians, children, women and the aged in southern Lebanon, including areas to which people were ordered to evacuate. Mass slaughter by Zion of civilians, children, women, the aged in Beirut and in areas to which people were ordered to evacuate. Mass slaughter and arrests of civilians, women, children, the aged in the West Bank by Zion and illegal settlers. Settlers declared legal by Zion. There's a bit of a pattern here. The mass slaughter always seems to have the same perpetrator, thus the lovers of defence of the victim. So you're defending the non-land, non-people, the Lebanese, being bombed and destroyed? Of course not. We do not support terrorists or terrorism. No, in all these cases, the poor victim is our bastion of liberty, freedom and democracy amid a cauldron of terrorism and incomprehensible hostility, poor, poor Zion. And with that, the lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy called on evil terrorist Hamas and evil terrorist Hezbollah to show restraint. Notice how media always refers to Hamas and Hezbollah as regarded as a terrorist organization by many countries, including True Blue Aussie. Never that the Zion-trained killers have relentlessly terrorized the non-land, non-people for 76 years. Going to one person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter. Monday, Ukraine Supremo Zhirinovsky thanked the world of liberty, freedom and democracy for its support, but was forced to chastise them for not doing nearly enough, declaring they had an obligation to provide him with trillions more in merchants of death merchandise. But oh, hang on, first, a big development at the G. Let's cross to our broadcaster Kevin and special expert commentator Michelle and see what's going on. What's happening, Kevin? A sensation over here. The two captains, Albing Uzi and Duffer, can't agree on their respective plans for the goal square to the right. Duffer wants to supercharge his team with a nuclear power plant backed up by a coal-fired power station in the space behind the goals, forcing the socialist cheer squad to be removed. And to put it kindly, they're not too pleased with that. Stacking the ground, Dutton claims, but Albing Uzi demands the coal-fired power station so his team can transition the ball be built in the same goal square, covered by make-believe solar panels, showing his commitment to renewing the team, he says. This is a sensation, Michelle. Very interesting, Kevin. Mr. Duffer wants to construct a nuclear power plant in the right goal square and remove the crowd to build a coal-fired power station. And Mr. Albing Uzi wants to construct the coal-fired power station in the same goal square covered by a fake solar panel. Thank you, Michelle, for that brilliant analysis. And I notice Duffer has told the footy experts at Lord Rupert of Wapping's Foxy Sky High Lies Telly that he knows having a nuclear power plant at full forward will kick goals for his team. While Albing Uzi says coal rhymes with goal, and his goal is coal because he wants to renew the team. What do you make of that, Michelle? Very interesting, Kevin. Mr. Duffer knows a nuclear power plant at full forward will kick goals for his team. And Mr. Albing Uzi says coal rhymes with goal, and his goal is renewable coal. Another stunning analysis, Michelle, and an amazing, interesting stat, Michelle. In a first, every player on both teams kicks exclusively with the right foot, although some socialist players claim to have a left foot but never use it. Very interesting, Kevin. An amazing stat shows every player kicks on the right foot, although some socialist players claim to have a left foot but never use it. Profound, Michelle, profound. Well, until this sensational impasse can be resolved, we'll take you back to the studio. Okay, thanks, Kevin, and isn't it always invaluable to get Michelle's expert opinion? No, seriously, there is a Katy Perry concert at the MCG today, and as a supporting act, there will also be a bit of footy. Goodness, I can remember a time in the dim, dark past when the pre-match entertainment was wasted on, wait for it, on football. Football! On grand final day, who ever heard? They played the thirds and the reserves grand finals, and to show what we all know, how brilliant are the footy pundits, in 1980, Richmond won all three with a 100-goal full forward in each team, unheard of these days. Mark Jackson in the thirds, Brian Taylor in the reserves, and Michael Roach in the premiers, who thrashed Collingwood by a then-record grand final margin. That was the day Kevin Bartlett kicked 7 goals, 21 in 3 finals that year, and the pundits predicted another era of Tiger dominance as far as the footy eye could see. And they were spot on, because they won their next premiership a mere 37 years later. Tuesday, Ukraine Supremo Zinovensky was forced to chastise lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy for only supplying him with trillions in merchants of death merchandise when he needs trillions more. Now, a difficult little test, listener, which will do what it says, test us. This mere hint of a suggestion that the socialists may perhaps, possibly, could make some small changes to negative gearing and the capital gains tax on property investment led to a double-page spread in the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin Thursday. Headlines: PM evasive, MPs divided on prospect of fresh fight over negative gearing. It's Labor's tax on ambition. Albo is playing with fire. Investors' final straw. Be careful what you wish for. Renters will be hurt by change. Okay, tough one, but can we pick which way Lord Rupert is running on this one? Answer next week. Wednesday, Ukraine Supremo Zinovensky complained democracy could not prevail if countries supplying his train killers did not give him trillions more in merchants of death merchandise. Now, can we imagine anything worse than a worker dedicated to the wage slavery system, happy to do a fair day's work for an unfair day's pay, shaking and emotionally distraught by the mere act of walking into work due to the abuse by rampant criminals, but prepared or not prepared to do a fair day's work for all four? Yes. It's not just time, it's long past time when a law-abiding society eradicated that most heinous and evil of crimes, calling a scab. As His Honour was forced to point out in that case last week, the scabs at responsible fossil polluter Glenn Rotten to the core would have been terrified at the attacks, as all they were doing was attempting to do a fair day's work for an unfair day's pay. And oh, what an awful thought, a scab terrified at being called a scab. Let's hope His Honour's wise $657,000 fine puts an end to such anti-social, lawless, evil union, lazy avaricious worker behaviour. Calling a scab is as serious a crime as a line that does what a picket line is supposed to do, prevent workers getting in and goods getting in and out. Mass murder pales against such reckless criminality. Like lazy avaricious maritime workers refusing to work on a ship just because of a few delays in negotiations with their caring employer, Club the Workers, formerly Pat Pricks. that hero of former big supremo Little Johnny Howhart and his caring business class relations minister Peter Root the workers for bringing essential reforms to the industry. Clever manoeuvres like training scabs, in other words, working class heroes, in Dubai. Club the Workers is sorting it out. It's suing the union, its leaders, and 20 of its ungrateful workforce for thousands and thousands in damages. Yet the evil union makes silly claims like workers have suffered a 14% real wage cut over the past 3 years, while Club the Workers' profits have increased by 148%. Silly, because what's wrong with that? It's the natural order. There's a dispute over whether the action is protected or not. No marks for guessing who's saying what on that one. Surely a simple way around that would be to tighten the laws making industrial action illegal altogether. No protected action. That'd teach these evil unions and allow caring employers to treat workers fairly, which is all they want to do. Thursday, Ukraine Supremo Zinovetsky was forced to criticise supporters like the US of and True Blue Aussie for not providing him with enough trillions of merchants of death merchandise to defend liberty, freedom and democracy. Not that he's ungrateful. Racial discrimination was exposed by the Lord Rupert of Wapping Sin Monday. Our First Nations class global tour. Nations in brackets, a very clever headline, alerting us that a bloke called Justin Muhammad, appointed by the socialists as a First Nations people ambassador, was receiving not only a public service salary, probably because he's a public servant, but as ambassador, his travel was being funded by the public purse, all up costing us $600 to $700 grand for the year. Irresponsibility run riot. That very day, in a speech outlining the non-detail of his nuclear plant on every corner and in every goal square, caring business class coalition supremo and would-be big supremo Constable Peter Duffer said he would abolish the position, sack Justin and use the money to help struggling True Blue Aussies. And that, listener, should guarantee the end of struggle, because that $600 to $700 grand would provide every struggling True Blue Aussie with roughly 0.001 cent each. Not that there's a racist bone in Lord Rupert's or Pete's bodies. Friday, Ukraine Supremo Zelensky delivered the daily thanks to the lovers of liberty, freedom and democracy, arming his train killers with trillions in merchants of death merchandise, but was forced reluctantly to criticise them for not providing him with trillions enough. Not that he's ungrateful. Keep our eye on the news tonight for today's episode. Finally, back to the footy. AFL Supremo Andrew Dillon warned the socialist against introducing gambling restrictions that, quote, could cost sports millions of dollars. See, always thinking of others, always socially responsible, the old AFL. What's your expert opinion, Michelle? Very interesting, Kevin. Good morning.